Welcome to Serial Podcast 9.
Jerry, are you going to do the intro? Because
I feel like we have to do
this. This is covering my face.
Well, hold it like a man.
No, because no, actually, that's my camera.
Are you excited to do an intro?
Yes.
Okay, hit it.
All right, I'm Gerard Gibraltar.
And I'm Kevin Peterson.
And I'm Ryan Benoit.
And this is Serial Podcast 9.
Live.
Well, it's not live.
In person?
In person? I don't know. It's the it's the first video. On video.
On
yeah.
Video.
We've been in person before.
No. I'm just thinking of things we could make it better, you know, in the future.
Like what?
Well, you're going to have the computer to pull up all the photos of the shit that Gerard's looking at and talking. But they can't see the computer. You know?
They don't know that.
Yeah, you...
You're going to be looking under...
overlay it.
That's true.
Yeah, you could say it and then he'll do it.
That's extra work.
Yeah, you, great for me.
Yeah.
this is immediately more work.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
Talking about podcast etiquette.
You want to do an icebreaker?
What's an icebreaker?
I don't know, where we get to know each other. No? All right.
Well, maybe they don't know what we look like in real life.
They don't. One of the very first comments we got about the podcast was when we used to put it on YouTube, and then I got lazy and stopped putting the recording on YouTube.
Yeah.
Someone would occasionally chime in and be like, gotta have a video. I don't know who's who. And I'm like,
I don't know who's talking.
And I was like, you gotta be able to tell the difference between me and Gerard.
Like, I'm the loud guy, Gerard.
Yeah. I'm
the funny guy.
Oh, that's nice.
He seems like a reasonable one.
That is, he is. The podcast was designed for you two to argue and me be reasonable. And then it turned out that Kevin was reasonable. I believe you were described once as, was it like organized chaos?
Okay.
And I thought that was a
chaotic neutral.
Fair, a way to think about that. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about some clickbait things now that we're on video? You want to do clickbait?
Like for people to click on?
Yeah, if we put like, what's going on at Donut or Hoonigan's dead, we're a little late for both of those, but people will come watch.
Yo, electric cars and drifting. It's going to be sick. I can't wait.
We did that 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's old too.
Hey, this is episode 99.
This is 99.
This is episode
99. Because you say the episode number.
I know. I let Jerry do the intro.
No. You got to do the whole. Oh, it's episode 9.
I don't know.
Well, he clearly knows what number it is.
Yeah.
It's like an episode, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why you got to shit on a good thing. Like, I got a shtick and I do it.
I mean, there's a lot of episodes, you know? You get lost in the sauce.
If you remember, we recorded the first episode, and then I think we did it a second
time. We just did something again.
And then after that, we never cared enough to do that.
No.
Again. We got into a flow and a rhythm.
Exactly.
And that rhythm was, I would have some beers.
Rhythm and flow.
Yeah. I would drink a beer, which is, I'm thrown off because I don't have a beer tonight.
There's a whole beer store right there.
I know, but I got to drive home.
There's beers in the fridge, too.
I got to be responsible. I got to drive home, and I got to drive the Arista home.
Well, that could be a good name.
That is a good name. Beer responsible.
Because it almost sounds like
be responsible. Yeah.
Be irresponsible, because be ear, right?
I think you're sitting on a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
Throw all these billet arms in the garbage and turn this into a brewery.
Or you just did a company that sells t-shirts that say, be irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easier startup for sure.
Yeah.
What can we
talk? And then we could make infomercials about it.
We should make infomercials. Your posture is too laid back for an infomercial right now.
Sorry.
That's a little insider baseball.
We actually not have a topic. I thought we had
We have topics.
Okay.
But we can riff a bit.
We gotta like give them a bit of the banter, you know? We gotta like get loose.
This is live banter with Serial 9.
It's not live.
I mean, it is live for the people
right there.
Yeah. I'm gonna cut around some of this already. I'm telling you in my head, I've already edited.
You just let her.
Let
her ride on.
We have a timer in an hour.
Okay. All right. Then we're wasting time, and we should talk about car stuff. Case. I had a list of things on my computer, but I didn't bring my computer because I didn't want to screw up the shot. But I did tell Kevin about them at
dinner. You didn't bring the computer to screw up the shot because like you had to have the computer?
Yeah, I had to have it in front of me.
You could just have the computer there.
Under the desk where I can't see it? No, I don't know. Listen, I got a pretty good memory. I think we'll be
Well, then start memorizing.
Okay.
Start memorizing.
I had the first question.
Cats.
It's not cats.
Catalytic converters?
Yeah. No, the first question was, it's not just a quick one we can get into.
Okay.
So lately, Kevin's passed this on. Lately, when Kevin goes on YouTube, he gets advertisements for Porsche Taycans.
Yeah.
Which is wild to me. What do you get advertisements for when you're on YouTube? When you go to watch a video?
Honestly, I don't ever pay attention to the ad, like, couldn't even tell you.
Oh, well, this, you immediately let
Isn't
me
in. Isn't it just normal stuff, like...
Like...
Trivago and, like... I don't know, like...
That's, there you go. That's because you've been going on trips. So, you know what I mean?
Going on trips. I feel like sometimes I would get, like, a Subaru commercial. But... We did a test today.
Yeah.
Because Kevin's like, just go on YouTube.
Go on YouTube and tell me what the first ad that pops up is.
It's fucking QuickBooks. I was like, what am I going to do with that? Yeah. You don't ever get car commercials? You don't know. You would know.
Okay, first of all, honestly, man, I don't really watch a ton of YouTube. But I don't remember the last car commercial I'd seen. And it definitely wasn't a Taycan commercial.
Yeah.
Or
so,
Icon commercial.
Oh, okay. Well, he gets the ad, so he's in charge. He knows now the most Porsche aficionado.
Well, I get the e-tron ads. He gets the Taycan ads.
Oh. So what is Kevin doing that he gets Porsche ads and that you and I don't?
Because you talked about Porsche in that, remember you're like...
Yeah, in that YouTube video.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I don't know if I'm a Porsche guy. Yeah.
Do you think it pulled it from YouTube?
But how, like, it knows that it's me on YouTube? Because that YouTube is your account.
Throw one. For sure, bro. Let's see. You know how much AI they have? Face recognition, sound recognition.
I don't
like
trust
what you're talking about.
100%. I don't trust any AI. You know why? Because I've watched movies.
T-1000?
T-1000. Fucking Age of Ultron. There's even like that.
Yo, I told you about the AI voice that I did. Capcom has AI voice now. It's fully that.
Yeah, you said the inflection was sort of like not.
You didn't
the best,
want me to keep listing movies, hey?
Boring.
Boo!
What about
Yo, what about CapCut? CapCut's a great movie.
Bro.
Does that have AI?
That doesn't have any AI.
The future.
So it's irrelevant to the topic?
Jesus.
It's got the future. They fly around.
It's got the future. They're flying.
And they wear
different clothes and including never wear.
I feel like there's a version of you that would dress like that.
And
in the day, 100%.
And also, I would say that the fashion in that thing isn't so far off from human fashion.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they hang out with the aliens.
What was that other one? And now we're talking about movies. I don't
know. We can. Like, we can just change.
Let's talk about Toto's Mile.
Dang, should have did just the hits, you know?
Yeah.
Started in about you ragging on JZX 100 owners that don't do enough.
Yeah.
Stop doing cookie cutter builds.
Yeah.
What are some other...
Kaito cars that are just cosplay, not properly built to be a car?
Yeah. I can't believe you, Kevin, of all people, felt that way.
Well, I thought we were saying things that Gerard had said.
No, I know, but...
I love Kaito. Kaito loves me.
Okay, yeah, that's right. okay, so there's nothing... We just figure that he said it in... He said a lot of cars, but Porsche is the only one that has the technology. To be like,
maybe
get them.
Spending, maybe they didn't sell enough Taycans, so they need to really promote it. So they're paying whoever's AI data bank. Hey, we need some people.
You'd think that they could spend their advertising budget on someone better than me. You know?
You think
I've never bought
the AI's not smart enough to know that you actually don't have any.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The newest car I've ever owned has been like 16 years old, I think. Yeah. You know?
This guy just put a car into a wall. Yeah. We should sell him a Porsche.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, that's how they did it. Okay.
Well, I don't get BMW commercials in.
Oh,
all I look at is BMW.
They already know that they sold you, so they're fine.
Yo, my Instagram feed, though, really is like literally all BMWs lately.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, it's probably because I made it that way. But
I fed the algorithm.
Yeah. I mean, all I click on is BMW photos.
It's like
JZX
100, E91, like wagons and stuff. Anyways.
You still love BMWs?
I miss mine a lot.
Oh, where did it go?
Oh, you know, it's
you get to see it every day. What do you mean you miss it?
Yeah.
It's so nice looking. You can't drive it.
It's the nicest paperweight outside. It's great. Good. Okay.
It's like surprisingly dirty.
It is very
It's like
dirty.
So dirty.
Well, because I think the rain, I don't know, yeah.
Like if it gets wet and then, yeah, just like.
Because of dust.
Yeah.
I mean, even my truck, dude, my truck is just, it looks like I went off-roading it. It's like it's just because of the rain and the dirt, I don't know. Yeah, we saw an F-80 on the way home, Dominic and I, today, and it was like, and he was like, oh, it looks so sick. He's like, why are the fenders so big on the back? I'm like, he's like, it has a hood too. I'm like, no, that's all stock. He's like, that's stock, dude.
Yeah. Hey, what's Dominic's first car going to be?
I don't know. He did ask me that today. He's like, Dad, what's a good first car? What do you think I can get for my first car? And I was like, I kind of thought about it, but then on the way home, we stopped at a light and we saw a G35 sedan. I was like, that is perfect.
Oh, he's going to be a takeover kid.
He's from Surrey. He's got a G35.
Yeah, I was like, it's a perfect car. It's like kind of fast enough that you don't really need to do anything to the motor. It's rear wheel drive. You could get a manual, which I probably would get a manual one for him.
That car won't exist in 8 more years.
Well, it was G37 or something.
Yeah.
Probably, you know what I mean? That'd be a good car.
Well,
but I was like, yo, that's definitely like more than enough car to get fucked up with.
Way more than enough trouble, yeah.
I was like, you could literally take it to the truck and drift it, or you could just take it to the street and crash it.
Exactly.
Well, he told me an FRS or a BRZ.
Well, I entertained that idea too, but I was like, man, you're like going to be 18 years old. Like, you're going to have 2 seats. Like, you got to hang with your friends. Like, to not be able to like go places with your friends is not cool, man.
I mean, all your other friends should have their own car, so.
Yeah, he's going to have car friends.
Yeah, exactly.
How's he going to be the leader of a car gang?
How's he going to be the leader of a car gang with a BRZ?
I don't know. I was going to say.
How is he going to be the leader of a car gang with a
G35? G37 twin turbo?
You're gonna turbo this now?
Oh yeah, like now.
What are you doing?
Now we're just stepping up. Yeah, it's like, oh, now we just got a 430. Really, you know? Like.
You know why this started? It's because when we went for lunch on Friday, I didn't know what to talk to him about, and I asked him what his first car was gonna be. Okay. You weren't paying attention because you were talking about the Mexican food and then talking to the owner.
Oh yeah, I was talking about that.
But I said you should really wind your old man up and say you want a Miata. Because
he does
talk
about Miatas.
Yeah, he does. I think
they're
a great
car.
You know
what the worst part is? I would be okay with Miata, but he doesn't like the good ones. He doesn't like the ones I like.
Well, he's his own
person. That's called an opinion, Gerard. It's not called facts. He doesn't like the good one. So what's the good one? Because I have no fucking clue what the good one in your opinion is.
The good one is
the NA, the first one? Yeah, because that's the best one.
NA and B. I think it's the NC, which is the 5.
The hugest one? Yeah.
Yeah, the 5. Basically, it's an RX-8.
That thing's ugly as shit.
No way. That one has like the big flares, fifth big wheel.
Ugh.
Looks sick.
Not for me.
Yeah. To be fair, I have no problem with no Miatas. I'm fine with all of them. They don't.
Not in me. The new one's good. The new one's good.
Yeah, I think they're all great. Horse and rider as one. Whatever Mazda says that word is, that's that. That's great.
Zoom?
No, that's the slogan. They have a mantra, the thing that when they build a car, it's that they should horse and rider as
become one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the archer on a horse and the thing. Anyway.
Yo, you know what I learned recently? That like high heels were invented by Persian archers so that they could stay on their horse better, like while shooting the arrows. Like they could put the heel into the stirrup. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, I saw it on a post where a woman was like riding a motorcycle in like 4-inch high heel shoes.
Hmm.
And then it came about that they're like, well, that's sort of how it all started.
She had a dream one time that I was riding a bike or something, but I was wearing roller skates. And like, you know how the roller skates have 2 axles?
Yeah.
It was hooked on. The pedal. Yeah. I was like, yo, this is fucking weird, but actually.
Kind of works.
I don't know why I was dreaming about roller skates on a bike. That's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, that is wildly out there.
But it worked in a dream.
Okay, good. I love that for you. So you made a comment about the BRZ/FRS/GT86.
I mean, those cars are pretty equivalent, BRZ, FRS, and Miata. They're all pretty much like...
Okay.
Remember when we had the like Miata or Boxer or there was one other car?
S2000?
Was it S2000?
Boxster?
Yeah, Boxster.
Oh, yeah.
Porsche
yeah.
Boxster. Would you rather have a Porsche Boxster or a Miata or a S2000? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that one.
I think we all picked S2000. Yes. Or no, I think you picked the Boxster because you're like, I don't fit in anything but the Boxster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo.
I mean, I could fit in an S2000 if it had a bucket all the way back and like a proper steering wheel that isn't like 15,000 inches.
It feels like you could do all of those things very easily. And
But then it's also a $40,000 car, and do you like?
And also, it has like zero torque. Like I've driven S2000s. Like they're sick at 8,000 RPM, but like the other 90% of the time, when you're not driving like you stole it. It's just like,
All right. I've never driven one, so I don't know.
They look cool. I like
them. They do look cool.
It's also Honda, so like I would have no problem just driving that thing anywhere across the continent.
That's true.
You know?
That is very true.
Yeah.
Kevin recently crashed his car.
Right.
Not recently. It's been like a month and a bit. We made a video. Is it? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
They've had an event
it's
since.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I was going to do that. I was like, don't do that.
I did it.
And so in the comments, Kevin said, what car should I get? And, you know, you suggested, is a BRZ FRS a good option? And there felt like there was overwhelming support for Kevin to get a BRZ FRS GT86. Whatever the chat.
I feel like in the video I sort of
you lean that way.
Leaned into it a bit, and then like the comments came along with that. So,
but you said a few others.
But yeah, it wasn't like I leaned into that, and every comment was like, "Get a G35," you know? Like,
yeah.
But
and they were like, "Serial 9 could build parts for those." But then I was like, "Jerry is fucking just rolling in his BMW grave."
So. No, I mean, I think they're good cars. It's just like somebody else would have to spearhead that campaign. I can't get down with two-seater. I don't know.
That was one of the comments. They said it would be really weird for the Sedan Kings to do a two-door.
Yeah, I don't know. The two-door, see, that's the thing. I was talking to Dominic, too, because he's like something.
Two-door and two-seater are different
things. Yeah, two-door and two-seater are different for me. I can get down with a two-door car that has rear seats, but I can't get down with a two-seat car.
Okay. All right.
And it's weird too, because even like 911s, like they have those back seats, and it's like somehow to
What about like an FD or an FC, where like
FDs
same thing.
Don't have back seats.
None of them. It's not like the FC where they have. I swear, some FDs.
FCs also don't have back seats.
I've been in the back seat of an FC.
Jesus Christ!
I swear, FDs have back seats.
I mean, the FDs that I've been in don't have.
Back seats. Yeah, they have the little.
Yeah, there's little.
Yeah, pockets. Like I think that's like an option between the pockets or the seats. I swear.
FC in back seats?
A 1,000%, I swear.
I don't think so. Where the fuck would they go?
I mean, I don't. What about the 911? What about a lot of the Lexuses? Like, you know, like there's lots of four-seat cars. The rear seats are useless.
In an FC, I can literally reach behind and adjust the suspension. Like, I can reach the coilover. Like,
yeah, but that's because you have long arms.
Yeah.
You have freakishly long arms. You're kind of like Donkey Kong.
Scooping garbage arms. Yeah.
You could almost get down with it. Someone else would have to spearhead it. I mean, I think that would obviously be Kevin would have to spearhead it.
Or Soha. Soha could just like make the parts and none of us will ever have to own one. We'll just give them to like Kevin Kasusi or whoever has... like a nice FRS or BRZ or whatever.
Okay, all right. I mean, my vote was the most unpopular vote. So.
Which was?
I don't even want to say it because nobody's going to like it.
IS250.
Well, like, or an IS350, but take that out, put a 1J or the other engine in it and put a 6J.
Oh, that's what he should build.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
But it is very redundant.
What were the choices?
Like,
those are you would know. Seats right there. Long story boring. My answer was... an IS350 or 250 with a 1J in it, only because, yes, the GS can one day be that car that drifts.
Yeah.
And the suspension can do both those things. It can be a stancy car or a drift car, and that's really cool. But I was just like, people often don't make that connection because, like, even in the comments for when we put out the GS video, people were like, when are you going to build it for the 3IS? And it's like, hey, guess what? It's the same.
2IS, but yeah.
Or 2IS, two, sorry. Yeah.
2, 3. This is a lot of the same, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you there. Like, the IS is just a more sporting chassis. The people who want to do those things are going to start with that chassis probably. They're not going to be like, hey, I want to go like drift my car. I'm going to go buy a third generation GS. Like,
yeah.
You know, like.
I mean, the only other thing I will say though is like, you're counting on like a single. How many IS250 or 350 drift cars do you see at any event?
Now, because we're like, I believe we're ahead of the wave.
I mean, that's a very Serial 9 statement.
Let's take this car that nobody really cares about for drifting and make them want to drift it.
I love it. I love everything about it.
Right. Yeah, but it's like not, it's just not the greatest business model. And I mean, we've literally been there, done that. And it's like, it's gotten us here, but I think.
I also said another thing.
BMWs.
I did say maybe kind of does make sense for Kevin to have a BMW. I said, I wouldn't like it. I don't like the idea. But I was like, because realistically, Kevin's going to go drift it. You're going to go schmooze people at meets and maybe occasionally like drift it. But Kevin would just drift the thing. So you would cover two bases. This is a fun story. I was at my daughter went to a birthday party and I was hanging out. And I ran.
Sorry, I just remember my thing again. Oh. But no, it's a long story and blah, blah, blah. But I
remember it.
I want to remember it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So
I'm going to write it a little note.
Make a little note.
All right.
So I was at this birthday party, and then the one dad was like, oh, this is Ryan. He drives an Altezza. And I was like, an Aristo. And the guy was like, oh, that's cool. He's into drifting.
Same thing.
And this other dad turned out it was into drifting. It's the only time I've been anywhere where a parent had the same interest as me.
Okay.
And so we ended up talking about cars for a very long time. He drifts an S14 and like we were talking about BMWs and immediately it was like, oh, should my buddy who crashed this Altezza have a BMW? Should blah, blah, blah. What should they build parts for? What do you think? And they were just two dads were like, BMWs. Like makes way more sense. And I was like, I know it does, but goddamn it, I hate it so much.
Yeah, it's that whole like barrier of entry. It's like there really is something to be said about like you can just take the car that you just bought and go do something fun with it. And that's literally something that with the Toyotas, it just, I mean, with the JZ powered cars, you can do that. But like, or like, I guess the turbo JZ powered cars, you can kind of do that. And I mean, you can do that with an IS and an Altezza, but those are the sportiest of any of those sedans that we've messed with. Right. It's not like you're taking an LS400 and being like, yeah, I'm going to go drifting. It's like, okay.
It's becoming popular now.
I mean, yeah, because the cars are $20. And like any car that's cheap, people were just going to don't really care about it whatsoever, right? Yeah. But also, it's not like you're looking at a GS300 or GS430 or GS whatever and being like, yeah, that's what I'm going to drift, you know?
Which I don't know. People are. They message us all the time.
Huh?
People are thinking
I'm talking about the 430, like your car.
Oh.
Yeah.
But maybe they will.
I thought you meant like the other 430.
But I mean, even still though, it's like, it's relative. You're like, yeah, they do all the time. It's like totally popular now. But like, you know what I mean? Like if you were to like literally gather every single person in the entire North America or even the world that drifts a 16 Aristo or GS, and then every person that drifts. People that drift. Like even a G35 or like the least popular other comparable car, I guarantee it's probably double. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not that many.
The G is a more expensive car. It's a higher barrier of entry.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The barrier of entry is massive. It's like you literally can't take that car and go and do shit with it. You have to like change the transmission.
A lot of sideshow people would say otherwise.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like,
let's get him out. Bring him out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I actually watched. That's what I watched on YouTube recently. Was a like a dude that went and like rode along with some sideshow dude
in Portland.
Yeah,
I watched that one.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that
okay,
one. I was like,
so this ties in with my thing. So Saturday, I'm leaving the shop. It's maybe like 7 o'clock.
Okay,
going home. Get onto the highway in the slow lane. I'm in the fire truck. So I'm going like 80 kilometers.
Yeah,
like go on. All of a sudden, like crazy, like G80, like. And then like three more.
Whoa.
No, but they're like, dude, then there's like S65s. Like, just like, it was like straight out of like Fast and the Furious.
Nice.
It was like probably like 30 cars all driving like complete fucking idiots, doing all sorts of moves, like trying to beat each other, but in traffic. And then like,
oh, okay. Oh, I thought this was at night or something. But anyways,
I mean, it was like 7:30 p.m. Like,
yeah, I mean,
Saturday.
That's still a lot of traffic.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So like, they all fly by. There's like a Mark V Supra. There's like all this stuff. There was like a present or like a SEMA. It had like the MV, like,
yeah.
Out the back. Like,
whoa, crazy.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, they're all driving like complete idiots. At the beginning, I was like, oh, this is like a Euro meet.
Yeah. And then it sort of filtered out.
And then it's sort of like they were gone, and then like cars were still coming. And now
it's, then
like,
it's all R34s
and stuff. Not quite. Then it was like X5s and like.
Okay, okay.
You know, like it was still like Euro cars, but like these guys were like. Because I was saying to Ryan, I was like, I'm into that. And I was like, yo, these fucking idiots are stupid. Like, this is dangerous. Like, they're like, I was like, there's no way I'm going to make it from here to my exit on the highway without seeing an accident that happened because of these guys.
Did you see one?
I did not. There was a, like a BMW M5, like all blacked out, like black windows, black everything, black taillights. That was like pulled over on the side with his four ways on. And after I drove past him, he came back on. But like, that was it.
Limp mode. Limp mode. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. So also, like,
I believe the term is murdered out.
It was very murdered out. But yeah. And then eventually, by the end, I'm going through the McGill Tunnel there, or the Cassiar Connector, or whatever they call it. And it's like, the G35s have finally caught up. And they're all like, through the tunnel and shit. And like, yeah, but you know, by then there's like D8 Integras and stuff. And I'm just
whoa,
like,
what the hell?
Like, it was obviously some Surrey car meet. And then I... like, they all, I assume maybe they're going to Cyprus or something, but it was like, I was like, yo, like to me, they're like giving us a bad name. Like, even though that's what I like would
do. Yeah, I know, I hear you.
But I was like, man, if I had the GS right now, I'd probably be fucking like shredding with them.
You know? The thing is, too, is like.
But I have a fire truck, so I have to sit here and be like, look at these idiots. You know?
Oh, come on.
So irresponsible.
Yeah.
I ran out of gas.
Yeah. But also, like, when you're saying, like, those first, I guess, this, dude, the like, first like, stage of the cars.
Easily $1 million in cars. Yeah. Easily. But, like, they were all modified. They all had exhaust. They all had wheels. Like.
Yeah. But those are also some high, high performance cars. Like.
Oh, yeah, they were. And they were fucking flying.
Yeah.
Like,
if you had a G80, like, I wonder how you would drive. Yeah, like an email and downpipes, and it's like, I don't know, what does it do, 0 to 16, 3 seconds or some shit?
I mean, you tell me, I don't fucking
yeah, exactly what I'm saying. Like, that's fast as fuck, man. You know what I mean? Like, you could drive that, like, really, really fast. So, yeah, that's crazy. But that brings me back to a long, long time ago, Highway 1. We were coming back from I don't even know where.
I was just saying the thing that I related to is I was like,
the side
kind of related me. Well, that's how like I related it to that, but like I related it to myself in us doing that in Chicago. But it seemed like less cars, slightly less cars. This seemed like this was more cars. Like it was a nonstop stream of cars.
How can that many cars do that much stuff for that long? You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Like the entire time from the time I got on the highway to the time I got off, cars were passing me that I was like, these guys are all part of this thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Like 20 minutes of cars.
That's a lot of cars.
They weren't all good. Like I said, by the end, it was like...
DA Integras?
DA Integras and like mismatched colored G35s, you know? And like...
That's wild.
It was wild. It was wild for sure.
It kind of looks like you're just staring off into the distance, like longing for youth right now.
Me?
Yeah, you're like, shit.
No, I'm just wild. Like, I'm just like...
Wild.
Cause like you know we've sort of done that when we had our JZXs and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I still drive like that, but go on.
But not like
no
70 cars deep.
No, yeah. But if you could, would you?
We tried to make it happen. Yo, if you want to drive like an idiot in your JZX, let's set up a cruise for 2025. The 2025 JZX drive like an idiot cruise.
I don't know. Do I drive like that?
Yes.
I don't know. I think maybe I do.
I mean, out of everyone I know, I feel like you drive like that the most.
But I don't. But
probably me second.
But yeah. That's the thing is like I would. Yeah, that's the thing is like okay. If I do drive like that, when I do drive like that, I definitely don't drive like that with like 10 cars.
When are you ever with 10 cars?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I was with 10 cars, I certainly wouldn't drive like that. Because if somebody's getting pulled over, I don't want it to be me.
I feel like when we were driving to Weekfest last year, and I was driving with you guys, you both. I mean, not that much.
I mean, I feel like in the States, though, we're kind of like maybe a bit like not exempt.
Oh,
like,
there's an exception to the rule. Look, it's fine. Both of you are aggressive drivers. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I'm not going to take offense to it.
Yeah. It just sounds, yeah, I'm not offended either. It just sounds like It sounds really stupid. Like, whoever the front guy was like, clearly having an ego thing, and he's like, I'm going to be the best, but it's like, actually, you're going to be the worst, unless you get away.
He's the first. They're going to get the other person. I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
Maybe they saw the cars, and they set up a roadblock, and he's the one that gets caught.
Maybe.
That's sort of what I thought. I was like, there's no way people aren't calling this in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Then I was like, because I earlier in the day I'd seen that Cam was at some BMW thing, BMW show meet.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, is this part of that, you know? But, and then I was like, oh, I don't know. Is like rap scene still a thing? Because it's a very generous
difference
of cars.
I don't think it is.
I don't really think it is either.
Cars and coffee and highway racing.
Well, there was cars and coffee the next morning at Cypress Mountain.
Maybe they were going to get their spot.
Oh, like and super early, like 12 like hours early, they're all going
to get
there.
Racing to get there.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. I was like, yo, there's a ton of money in BMWs.
Yeah.
Of that first group of cars, like,
they're 70, all BMWs.
75% were BMWs. Yeah. 25% was every other car make.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah, there's a big market there.
And, you know, the people that drive like idiots generally drive BMWs. And the people that drive like idiots generally want to spend money on their cars.
I was going to say that. People who drive like idiots probably generally spend money like idiots.
Yeah, exactly. They do idiot things, which means spend lots of money on stupid-ass car things and do stupid stuff with the cars they've spent a lot of money on.
And then you wreck the car because you did a stupid thing.
And then you got to buy another car and more parts. There you go. That's the business.
I don't disagree with it. I just don't like it. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have to like everything.
Yeah. No.
Jordan's already assimilated to the BMW lifestyle. He started parking in two spots and not using his turn signal.
Yeah. I was born into that, bro. Did we even go with the BRZs, or did we just sidetrack?
We did enough. I think there was a thing there when we talked about
what were we talking about? Miatas and stuff. And the same car. And we talked about
SC1000.
So it was a 2-seat, 4-seat thing.
Feels like it, yeah.
Hey, yeah, cool.
That's good.
But I do understand, you know, I don't have 3 kids. Huh? Like, 2 seats is... probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
99% of the time.
Well, I was going to ask you.
Literally 99% of the time. I'm the only one in the car.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. Like, but I was going to ask.
Even like 70 or 60% of the time you drive your car.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, for sure. Well, I was going to ask you a question. It's actually an important question. Why do you like sedans?
I don't know. It feels like there's more value. You know what I mean? That feels like a weird thing
to say. It's real estate. I think we've had this question before. I mean, all
like, but was the question, like, why do you like sedans?
Yeah, and it's a real estate issue. It's just a matter of square footage.
Yeah, more value.
I mean,
I also think they look cooler.
I think they look cool, too.
Yeah. But see, wait.
Okay, go on.
So I'm from the back in the day with the 70s and all that stuff. And, like, I remember when I was into, like, 510s and all that other shit, there's no way in hell I would have a four-door car. But that's because the only four-door cars that existed back then that were in my, like, on my radar were four-door 510s. Like, the wagons, love them. Two doors, love them. The four-door 510s, like, kind of don't really look that good. Mm-hmm. Even today, I follow that, like, acrophobia guy or whatever that has, like, this crazy, all the crazy 510s with all the wheels. The car is pretty sick because the car is sick. But, like, I think just like a two-door 510 infinitely looks better than a four-door 510. However, like, let's say like what's a comparable car, M3 or even the IS350 had, there's a two-door and a four-door. Like, the four-doors just look better. Mm. There's just more car.
Yeah.
And I mean, even for me, the 2+2 Z32 was always my favorite one because, like, maybe stock for stock, it doesn't look better. But once it's lower and stuff, that like extra butt and extra like midsection just looks so much better. So I don't know. That's why I like sedans. But also the value. It's like, you got these rear seats. I don't care if I don't use them. They're there. You know what I mean? Like, I could put like wheels and all this other crap in there.
You go. I mean, I'll
say. I was just going to go back to the FROs.
Yeah.
I just think I like why maybe I kind of like that car too is like, I like cars that have, like, the really long hood.
Yeah.
And then, like, just, like, the passenger compartment and the trunk is sort of, like, really short.
Yeah.
Which is sort of, like not so much on the FRS, but, you know, like, to harken back, you know, our fifth-gen Prelude.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, yeah. And then, like, the Ferrari, like, what is it, the FF?
Yeah.
Like any of those, or like what's that? What was the one in Gran Turismo 2? I almost want to say it was like a Gumpert or something.
Yeah.
It looked like a
Gumpert?
Shoe. Yeah, Gumpert.
Gumpert Arrow or something?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
There, any car where you drive from the very back over like a super long hood is just like the coolest.
Some of those cars are pretty wild.
Oh,
Crossfire.
Right.
Dude, I feel like building a Crossfire would be like the most hilarious thing ever. Because it's like no one in the world has ever built one. You know, like
I doubt. I bet you they have.
There's got to be one.
Someone has.
What is the engine in a Crossfire, anyways?
I don't even know, man.
Probably
isn't it like the 300C? It's probably like a
no, because it was like
terrible
it's
a V6.
Yeah, it's probably like some terrible V6. But no, the Crossfire is built with Daimler Benz. I swear it's a collabo from like it has Mercedes like.
Yeah.
Interaction or.
Yeah, but nothing, none of the good.
Nothing stuff. Good, though. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Don't be silly. Nothing good. I was going to say, I do love a sedan, obviously. But there's like the obscurity to it, right? Like it's almost like something special a little bit. Like it's not a Supra. It's.
Yeah.
A Listo with the engine. It's not a blah, blah, blah. It's, it has an inlet. Like it's got a 1J, but it's a four door. Like. There's something inconspicuous about it and also really cool about that. But now I see, and I don't want one, but like I saw an FD the other day. I was like taking June to Toys R Us and there was an FD in the parking lot. And it wasn't even like, it was nice and it had like after, you know, it had wheels, the ride height and shit was whatever. But I was like, man, that's still such a good looking car and such an iconic car.
Yeah.
And you see those cars and so there's a part of me that's like, oh man, like.
Yeah, like a two-seat would be tight.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, that is super nice in a very different way and very iconic. So, like,
yeah,
I don't hate two doors. I don't hate the idea of it. Yeah. I think at the time, the Aristo seemed like so much value because you're like, yo, I'm going to get this car that has a 2J in it, but I'm not going to pay Supra prices. And Supra prices weren't even crazy then.
No, it was still out of your league, but it was...
Yeah, but it was
by like, today's standards, it was like
yeah,
a steal of the deal.
Exactly,
you'd be buying every single one on marketplace at that price.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh shit! And so that was kind of the thing. It felt like there was value in it, in the space, and in everything else.
One thing I will say, or maybe I'll ask: do you think sedans have gained popularity in the mainstream, or have been like more widely accepted in mainstream?
I would say no.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
No. Every car manufacturer is reducing the amount of sedans.
No, I meant versus coupes, not like versus SUVs or some shit.
It's so hard.
Yeah, I meant like.
I mean.
Yeah, because they don't want to build sports cars anymore.
Like now there's a whole segment of performance sedans, which didn't exist 20 years ago, maybe.
Right.
BMW made the segment. Mercedes and BMW were there. Feels like, you know, and. Now it feels like the Japanese brands are like trying to do it, but so one thing I heard someone over there say was
someone over where
one of you two.
Oh, okay.
More like with having the sedan, it was
you said inconspicuous.
So that to me was a huge thing of why I got into the sedan when I was a kid because I had the Corolla and it was like, you know, I'm getting pulled over in a blue Corolla coupe. And the cop is like, oh, the initial D car.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting out of the drift. I'm not getting out of saying I was drifting, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, then you bought this X7 Crescent.
Yes.
And you could drift past the cop and be like, oh, man, I don't step down on me. I'm just trying to, oh, my gosh, I was so scary. And like, you know, the cop would be like, yeah, well, get home safe, sir. You know?
Yeah.
Get so this car under.
It
get
felt,
a check.
Yeah, it did. And then when I had the brown one with the 1J, yeah, it just felt like you were just, it was ridiculous. You're like, man, it fully was like, I have a hot rod.
Yes.
Hot rod, you know?
Yeah.
I put this motor and transmission into this vehicle that it was never supposed to have, and now it rips. But, like, I also have all these creature comforts, you know?
Yeah, I always kind of had this thing where it's like, I mean, I don't know if it's like a, like, it's like an ego thing almost to have a coupe because it's like, yeah, that's the coolest looking one. And it's like, if you want everyone to know that you have a sporting car, you get a fucking coupe because it's like, it's got two doors, you know, it's like mid-engine or front engine. And it's like, looks all like a sports car. Like nobody's going to mistake a Corvette for like a family car. Right. You know what I mean? But it's like, I always thought it was like kind of cooler to have the sedan that could do all the stuff. Well, I mean, I guess it can't do all the stuff, but it can, like, basically, like you said, it's a hot rod, but it can look like average-ish, but like perform above average.
Right.
But then, yeah, because like you have to come to terms with the fact that like your girlfriend's mom's not going to think your car looks cool. Or like a lot of people are not going to think your car is cool.
It's the car with the explanation.
Yeah.
That almost might be better though.
Exactly. That's kind of what I mean. It's almost like the underdog car.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think in today's day and age, the reason I asked the question is because, yeah, like the popularity of, say, like even the M3 sedan, I swear maybe has almost surpassed the coupe. I don't know, but like, like it's not like uncool to have a sedan version of the car anymore, right?
But to Kevin's point, it is less and less of those cars are being built. Like
overall, yes, but I mean that's because the segment of SUVs and stuff didn't even exist back then, right?
Yeah.
Mine
could change the subject, and maybe it won't. I did read an article, and I quoted it. I had a quote in case we needed it, but I don't have it because I didn't bring my computer to the table. Apparently. Someone asked the vice president of Nissan if they would ever consider building another Silvia, and they said it wasn't out of the question.
Yeah.
There's challenges.
I mean, haven't they been talking about an S16 forever?
Probably. Yeah. It was a really funny title for the article because it was like, Nissan's going to build a follow-up to the car you've never heard of. And it was like a picture of a yellow S15. And it was like, fuck you, I've never heard of that.
Everyone,
I named my cat after that car, you son of a bitch.
But you know what is crazy is because Nissan went from the Japanese company that literally was like racing, sports cars, fun, and I swear like Nissan lately, it's super lame.
Well, dude, Nissan was like nearly about to go under for like 10 years.
Yeah, I know, but like, what the...
So like when you don't have money, you can't go
racing.
Well, not only the racing, but yeah, I guess they just like...
You can't make exciting cars that are a risk. You have to make stuff that's going to make you money and keep you around.
And that was what they said. The other part of this, now that you said that, I remember. The other part of this was like, we no longer can make cars just for one segment. We have to make cars, for one territory. If we make a car, it needs to be sold everywhere. Like we can't just be like, only Japan gets this car. It's like, no, it's got to go to every market if we're going to do it.
It's weird. I was thinking about it today, too. It's like, I don't, like, for example, BMWs, like, they have a really great sort of way of, they have, I don't know, 15 cars. They're all the same car. They're just different versions of the same. They all have, they have like, let's say five motors. They probably have more, but like, let's say have five motors and they just put those motors in every single one of their cars. They have like two different rear suspensions. They put them in all the cars. And then I was thinking about Toyota. I was like, man, like Toyota literally has like, every car is almost different today. Like back when we, like the parts we make, there's a bit of crossover from like the GS to the IS. And, you know, now there's probably a little bit of crossover from like the 250 to the GS or the 350 to the GS. But that's only because those are the only rear wheel drive cars they make. Mm. But like, I don't think there's any crossover much in like.
I mean, the Prius is a T200H.
Like, yeah,
you know what I mean?
But like, it's not the same as a Camry. I guess the Camry is the Sienna and this and that. And like,
there's still lots of crossover. I'm sure there's tons of parts been crossover.
It's just like.
But to me, the crazy thing about Toyota was like, all right, let's make a Mark II. Let's make a Chaser.
Yeah.
Let's make a
Crystal. Yeah.
Let's
make
a Crown.
Yeah.
Let's make a Crown Comfort. Let's make a Crown Majesta. Let's make a Mark X. Oh, each of those will have five variant models with different heads.
Yeah.
Toyota, but I mean, who really cares about like a Prius is the same as an NX2000 or like who cares about?
Well, I mean, you just said that they don't have any crossover. So it's like, that's not true.
But maybe it's like, that's like saying, I don't know. Yeah.
And doesn't BMW, it's like, between the 328 and the 318 and the 330, they all have different diffs and different axles and different, it's not the same suspension at all. They're all different.
It's the same suspension. There's like mild differences.
Yeah, but like, aren't the knuckles and the axles and the diff
different? Well, between like the M car has the best shit. The high turbo cars have the next best shit, and then everything below has the same stuff.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah, there are differences, but it's like.
So yeah, the same car in three different trims has three different diffs.
Possibly.
Yeah. So I mean, that's not.
But also, like, you're still talking about like X3, X5. 3 series, 5 series, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's just like,
It's just cool that, like, for example, Mick's car, the X3M competition, has the S55, which is the M3 motor, in an SUV. That's cool as shit. You know what I mean? It's really cool.
Okay. You lost me at SUV. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's fine. Hey, I have a question. Yeah. It's unrelated to anything that we've talked about, but Formula Drift Seattle is coming up.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like none of us go to it anymore. I don't know if you guys used to.
I used to all the time.
It's been a while, for
sure.
Yeah,
and I just, why don't we go to Formula D anymore? It's like an hour and a bit away.
I mean, just, I don't know. Why, you know, how can we never do any of the things? Because there's always, I don't know, June's got a birthday party and Gerard's kid's got gymnastics or he's got to mow the lawn or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a car to build. Like, I'd rather go camping than go to FD.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot. Before I used to go and like make a weekend of it, I don't know. I mean, it's just not as exciting anymore.
I mean,
it's probably more exciting. It's
probably really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask Matt Peterson.
That's a Matt Peterson thing, which I thought it was interesting because Matt Peterson was saying he wanted to go. And he was like, I'm going to go. And then
I feel like Matt Peterson has gone a couple of in the last couple of years by himself. Or,
yeah, you know. I would like to, if I go, I'd like to bring Dominic. Honestly, I'd like to bring the family, but like, maybe they would be into that.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting exciting drifting. Because like, even the sort of the last time I remember going, I brought Dominic and then Nick, I was with Nick Styron, and he brought his two daughters. And like the three kids literally just sat there on the stands, just like playing the whole time until basically they got like sunstroke. And then, you know what I mean? Like it was like they were fine. They were good.
They were good until the sunstroke. And they went to, anyway.
I don't know.
But they weren't really that into it, I guess.
No, they were into it. They were all like watching it.
But yeah, also like that was, you know, how old was Dominic? Like 4?
No, he was, he was.
He'd probably like it even more now.
Yeah. I mean, he's been probably 3 times, but yeah, like he definitely would like it now. He would lose his mind in the pits.
And I was like, I wonder if June would like it or not. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, I thought it was an interesting thing. It was just like, it's so close. It is exciting. I think for a while, I probably turned up my nose at it to be
You know what? I want to try to bring the family.
That's nice. Well, I'm glad that came out of this. But yeah, I felt like I was just being like,
I'll just look up the date and instantly draw and be like, oh man, I can't have something.
But it's like, yeah, because if I could bring them to that, then maybe they would see kind of like when you bring a normal person to FD, it's like they see the most and they're like, whoa, that's what you do. And it's like, well, not quite, but yeah, like that's sort of what we do. You know what I mean? It's like,
I mean, but yeah.
That's like when you say, oh, you drift, they're like, oh, like Tokyo Drift?
Yeah,
I had to do that. Formula D? You know, like, they know the two things. And yeah, it's like, no, that's not quite like
it's August 10th.
What do you have August 10th?
Nothing.
Oh,
shit. Yeah,
I
don't know August 10th. Never mind. That's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it will always be a Saturday. The Formula D.
Formula D is not going on any other day.
We have like a big get together at our house with lots of family.
Thanks for the invite.
Family.
You're
not
like,
my family.
You're like Dominic Toretto, everybody's family.
Yeah.
Okay, great. In the spirit of Matt Peterson, he did give us a question that I thought was funny. Okay. But Kevin has it.
Matt Peterson was just like, is there any cars that you, even if you were given, you wouldn't take? You wouldn't have them? You know what I mean?
But like, what does that mean? Like, what are the stipulations? Do you have to drive it? Do you have to own it?
I would think so.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, someone's like, hey, my wife's grandma has a blend, wants to give it to you. And you're like, nah.
Yeah, I don't want to even pay for the insurance on that.
But I mean, like,
I have no need for that car.
So, what is your current situation, though? Like,
your current situation.
Yeah, you can have another
shit,
car.
Shit, a lot of cars for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It is.
Yeah, a lot of cars.
Like, literally, like, honestly, like any Kia or Hyundai, probably.
No, I'd take a Stinger. Why wouldn't you take a Stinger?
That's one car out of two brands. I said,
would you take an EV6? Like a brand new electric Kia?
Nah, probably not. What am I going to do with it?
Drive it.
I have a bunch of other cars I'd have much more enjoyed driving. Now I gotta park it, I gotta insure it, like.
I would consider a brand new one of those, why not? You know, like, I'd be like, oh, all right, I guess. That would be
a thing.
I feel like they're so ugly, too. Like, But it's so ugly.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because it's like if it was brand new anything, I would be hard to say no to anything brand new for me.
I'm sure there's something. Tesla, you take? You had to drive it? And that's the thing. I thought I had that locked and loaded when the question came up.
Kind of crazy. I'd almost rather take one of those electric Korean things than a Tesla.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Tesla's probably better.
I don't know. Who's to say?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a Tesla, though.
No, because we
spent. Which is weird, because, like, why wouldn't I take it? I just drive it and not drive it? Like, who the fuck cares?
Because we spend so much time, it's become an ideology thing for us.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a Tesla.
Yeah, because it would be weird if we were like, yeah.
Well, also, like, because I actually kind of hate them.
But yeah, because, yeah, every time I get an Uber, it's Tesla, and my back hurts, and it's, like, just trash. But anyways, yeah, no, I wouldn't take that. How about you? What wouldn't you take?
I don't think the Tesla is the obvious one, probably, for all of them. I don't want to speak for Kevin, but I think just based on, like, all the shit we've talked about it, it'd be real hypocritical to be like, oh, okay, you know, like.
How about if somebody gave you, like, yo, I'm going to give you a Porsche, and it's, like, a base model, full peasant spec, like, 2001 Boxster.
Oh, I know. I don't want that.
Automatic.
No.
I mean, like.
Beige interior.
But like, I mean, like, I don't
blue
know.
Blue exterior or something. Like maybe. Something just, you're like, you look at it, it's gross. You open the door, it's gross. It's automatic.
No, I don't.
There's nothing.
It has, like, 15-inch wheels.
Yeah, nah. And even honestly, though, up until last week, I probably would have said the same thing about my mom's car, too.
Like, yeah, because it is basically the lowest.
It's like an auto, NA, BMW.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, it is kind of fun to drive, despite the fact that it's auto and NA. So I'm just sort of like, there's probably a lot of potential here.
I mean, that's what I was saying, too. Even the 118 I had, I was like, man, this is a rad car. And it's the second lowest model of the lowest model of BMW, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was going to say, Kevin, you made an alteration to that question, which I thought was interesting. And it was like, which one of your friends' cars?
Oh, yeah, I was like, which one of your friends' cars are you jealous of? Or which one of your friends' cars are you like, I would never in a million years drive that, even if it was given to me, you know? But now, like, now we're throwing our friends under the bus.
Then I immediately was going to say, out of the three of us, I believe the Aristo would be the one that you guys wouldn't take. Kevin hates the color. Hates navy cars. Hates the color navy, so therefore hates it. And Gerard hates Aristos.
I mean, it's an Aristo still.
Nah, but you hate it.
But I mean, like, what's the situation? Like, your current situation? Nah, like, I wouldn't need any cars if I, you know what I mean? Like, I think you'd have to have some stipulation where, like...
Yeah, you need a car that's
like,
fun.
Like, need a car, or you need a... Or, like, maybe you don't need a car, but, like, you...
Well, I mean, the first half was, like, you know, like, who are you envious of, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, like, to me, that, like, that's currently in your situation, or, like...
Who am I envious of?
I mean, I definitely wouldn't mind dailying that GS. That's, like, my wife would really like that car, and everyone else would... I mean, I would really like that car, because I would just be, like, done and, like, turn the music on. I probably wouldn't have it exactly like you have it, but, like...
Yeah.
Like, I would. I don't know.
but you would do that until you got VI'd or until you
turn
into a parking lot or a gas station or I would just have it like stock-ish.
Yeah.
And just drive it. Cause I mean for a long time there when I was like, yo, I don't have a car, I was like, I'm just gonna buy like a Toyota sedan that is good and just drive it as it is. And I was thinking, man, like you're not gonna do that, man. Like, and then I was like, okay, I'll buy a Nissan sedan because then it'll be like, I was like, you're obviously going to dump it and like, you're just going to ruin it. And like, I was like, okay, what
maybe kind you of bought car? Like a Camry.
But it's still fast.
Yeah, but
and
like,
it still looks cooler when it's slower. I swear you have to buy a car that is just so far. Yeah, like, well, okay, that's a good question.
I had this when I was younger. Matt Peterson and I both had this.
What is it?
Well, for me, it was a 1984 Tercel. Because at the time I had my 86, and I was just like, that, you know, it's like a block of cheese.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that car is so stupid and so ugly, I would never want to modify it ever. Because, like, what are you going to accomplish? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I would just leave it stock and just drive it as a normal car, like a normal person, I think. You know what I mean?
But this was like when I was.
But also 18. The thing with the Tercel is because it's so peasant that like literally you do the minimum and it's actually kind of cool. Like you put a steering wheel in a Tercel and it's like that's kind of tight. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah,
I
but don't do it though. You know, I don't. I feel that way about the Prius. It's just like the Prius is what the Prius is.
Prius, yeah. I mean that Prius too because it's kind of like not like a. Something. Special model. It's just like the most average model.
It's a tech model. It's the highest package.
Okay, sorry. I guess that's a question. What's the car that you would
not modify?
Not modify the car that you would have to not modify.
Take care.
I mean, that's like a wheels on see it.
If it works, if we all get ads, take care.
Take care.
Take care.
It's Taycan.
Taycan. Cheese. I want to see if I get a cheese ad.
Because literally anything like with wheels.
Could like, have different wheels?
It would have to come with wheels. Right?
Well, how did it
I meant like I meant like crazy wheels or good wheels.
I disagree though, because it's like I think if I bought a newer Camry, I feel like the Camry wheels are probably good enough and like.
Well, that's what I mean. It would have to come with wheels that were good enough. You didn't need to change
good enough.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why you're leaning towards those like higher end BMWs because like you just
buy it.
The wheels
are decent, yeah.
And yeah, the car's fast, the wheels are decent, it looks nice. Like, but like, yeah, like besides those cars.
Yeah.
I saw a Camry, sorry?
I know it checks all the boxes is what I said.
Yeah, I saw a Camry the other day. It was not TRD, but it was, I guess, XSE or some other, but it was like, yeah, like gloss black wheels, gloss black like canards, and like, it was fucking crazy,
wild. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
The Camry now is the sports car, and like all the other cars are like lame. Like,
maybe.
Yo, do they make an F Sport Camry?
They make a TRD Camry.
Yeah, no, F Sports Lexus, I think.
Yeah, but isn't the Camry like 300 horsepower, anyways?
Yeah, I think it was like.
And did they make an all-wheel drive one?
I think so. No, or the Avalon they did, didn't they? Or maybe.
I mean, Avalon's like Audi.
Okay. It's done. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah,
okay. Or Solaras. Well, they made something in an all-wheel drive, and I remember being like, "Well, that's fucking wild."
Well, in Japan, they made the Camry, even the Camry wagon,
right,
with a 5-speed V6 all-wheel drive. The cool wagons with like the twin rear wagon. I was like, "Those things are so cool, man!" They're like the 95.
The dream.
Yeah. Dude, that. I feel like that car, 95 Camry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not putting wheels on the 95 Camry. It's not going to make it look better, you know?
But the problem with me is you know that that car has potential. Like, those engines are great.
Yeah.
And you can get a 5-speed one.
Yeah, so they're reliable, 5-speed.
But then
just drive it.
But they also fit huge wheels.
Yeah, he's going to put wheels on it. He's going to do a thing.
But you don't need to.
He's going to.
But why do you have to?
Because he's him.
But I guess that comes down to, like, in my world, I'm like, all right, like, this car that I'm envisioning is my car to escape all of the other silly cars a bit.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it possible for you to even do that?
I would think so.
I mean, you had, what was that piece of shit car? You had the Echo. You had a fucking steering wheel and a shift knob. Yeah. I probably wouldn't modify that Echo. That's probably my car. The Echo was like, those cars are, like, they're no.
The car that you don't want of your friends. I don't want Jerry's BMW.
Yeah. Not a lot of you probably do.
Yeah, and not to... Look, it is what it is.
But if it was running.
Or I don't know if I'd want your truck.
Yeah.
If Gerard's truck was perfect, I'd be okay with it, but it doesn't, like, speak to my soul.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I'm jealous of Eric's X7. Like, I wholeheartedly, like, I would just buy that car off him for what he wants for it, if he would sell it. But
you hear that, Eric? You're not even listening, because maybe you are listening to this one, because I didn't say the episode number all right off the bat.
Yeah, the X7's sick. I mean, honestly, even the Impala's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Impala's pretty cool. It's just not so much my thing.
Yeah, the X7's tight, for sure.
Yeah.
Which of my friends... Am I jealous of?
Jerry, you're not jealous of any. Do you have, what friends of yours have like BMWs that you want?
Mitch. I want Mitch's car.
Reggie?
Fuck, Reggie's car. I mean, that's like a.
What about Ronald?
I mean, which one? He has all of them. He has all the cars.
I've always really liked Zapp's S15 with the 1J in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven it. I don't really fit in the seat. I'd have to change the seat, but God love it. That's the one.
I probably wouldn't want your truck.
It's definitely preposterous.
Yeah, also, I didn't want... It's not... I love it for you.
Yeah.
But goddamn, like, it's just like...
Like, yeah. The fact that it can only do 80, it's... There's no way.
I mean, I can do 100, but...
Yeah. It's cool. It's neat to be in, but, like, it just... It's just out of my realm of, like, everything.
Yeah, no, honestly...
And it's a bit... It's got the you know, like, you're feeling, you know, the moves and...
Oh, yeah. you're feeling everything.
Yeah. Good. And it doesn't turn into Optimus Prime, and I feel like it should.
Yo, speaking of my truck.
I wish it would.
Remember when you were going to buy a Suzuki, and then you were just like,
oh, dude, I love Suzuki.
I know.
Yeah, but then Matt Peterson bought it, and it was a pile.
Which one?
The Swift. Didn't you get the
Sport Swift? Oh, yeah, I was going to buy a Swift.
He got, like, the highest model Swift with the Recaros, and it was so slow.
Well, I mean, I knew that wasn't going to be a good car unless it was, like, heavily modified. And honestly, those cars generally just kind of look cool. Because right. I had Suzukis. It's a good car. For what it is, right. Like at the end of the day, it's a Suzuki.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Fair enough. Well, you didn't get it. Now you have a whole slew of things you got to figure out.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. All right. Well, what a treat this was, you guys. Yeah. We got together in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done 99 episodes. A rational person would have done this on episode 100. But nine is a big deal. We said we were only going to do
six
episodes originally, not nine, which is also what we should have done. And then we just kept going.
Yeah.
There's been highs and lows. Hey, what was your favorite part of the podcast so far? Do you have a favorite episode?
I don't know. There's so many of them.
I don't know. I would just say
that. Honestly, I really like the health one.
Oh, good.
Because it was kind of like not about cars and like, I feel like it's... Like far reaching, like it reaches past cars. But I think if people actually gave a shit, it really speaks to car people. It's a very, very common thing. Literally every single one of our friends has experienced that trend or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like the health one was good. I feel like the mental health one was good. I really liked the turbo one with Spectrum Motorsports because I felt like I got to learn there. You know what I mean? I was this is sweet. I don't know. Those are. The ones that we did, the one with Hurt, that was fun.
Yeah, I was going to say the Hurt one is it's also the most listened to.
The one where I call out Chaser owners in the USA.
I did like that one.
Yeah.
I liked when...
I liked the one where Ryan drank the beer.
I like the one where I got real mad at you guys. I turned the table. I like all the ones that we had guests.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for listening to Serial Podcast 9.